5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
TikTok is a scourge on the face of humanity. We all know this already. If I had my way, the entire infrastructure of the app would be destroyed. And to be honest, most social media would go down. But sadly, I do not have my way. And TikTok is able to ravage the security and self-image of many young people, and particularly women, because TikTok has a new thought filter. And don't get your hopes up. No, that does not mean that there is a new feature on TikTok that allows you to filter out thoughts. No, it allows thoughts to improve their game by turning, let's be perfectly honest, 5 or 6 out of 10s into an 8, 9, or even 10 out of 10s, which is somewhat worrying. And there are many other dastardly features with TikTok that we'll cover in just a moment. But first, we do have contemplations that you recently did with Carl that I wanted to highlight here, which was the limitations of science. And this is just to say that scientists and computer technicians and all sorts of people don't necessarily have your best interests in mind. Would you like to describe what you went over in this?
Sure. So I just talked about all the ways in which science is we conceive of it in the modern day is an imperfect enterprise. And I pointed out, you know, I agree with the endeavor of finding out more stuff, but it's not perfect.
I love that vague non-committal statement. I like finding out stuff. That's the peak of science right there.
Yeah. I'm a specialist in stuff mainly. But I'm coming at it from the perspective of a scientist, of course, and I wanted to talk about the limitations of things in a fair way, so we know how to treat science in the modern day, because I think that there are things that have happened in politics that I can't talk about on YouTube that have certainly damaged people's trust in it, and I wanted to go through it and address what criticisms are appropriate and which ones are perhaps less reasonable. And me and Carl also talk about the place of mythology alongside science as well for quite some time and get quite philosophical. So certainly worth checking out.
Yeah, that sounds like a very interesting and perceptive discussion. So as with all of our premium content, you can access that through a membership, which starts out on our bronze tier as little as £5 per month. And with that, you will have access to a wealth of quality content. So please consider getting a membership and checking out this video. But let's move on, shall we? So I found this mega thread by this person going under the handle of @MemoTV, Memo at Acton. So shout out to this person for highlighting all of this, because he's just gone through and created this mega thread of all of these people on TikTok talking about this new filter. And this first video that we've got here seems a bit nondescript. Oh, it's just a relatively pretty woman just talking to the camera. What we're not, what she's talking about, though, we don't need to play the audio in any of these clips, so I'll just describe what's going on. What she's talking about is that this is not her normal face. This is not what she normally looks like. This is an app filter, which not only by the looks of it, and we'll get better examples of it when we see the before and after, because we get the filter versus no filter examples throughout the rest of this thread, but it doesn't just apply what seems to be an incredibly well done full face of makeup to anybody who does it, and it does also affect men when they use it as well, but in a much more subtle way. It can recognize female features and gives them what they want, and it gives men what they want. Men, it just cleans you up a little bit.
So trans people are going to be on... I'm not sure I can say that, actually, but they're going to be upset.
There is going to be a wealth of... there's going to be an excessive market for catfishing, off of the back of this. I'm just saying outright.
This whole segment is just your effort to torture me, isn't it? This is just like exposing me to pure cancer.
Why does everybody say that about all of my segments? Why does all my co-chairs, my co-hosts, despise my segments? Because it's always some form of psychological torture. I'm just trying to highlight issues that I see
appreciate
in the world.
Somewhat of a scientist myself, I appreciate the value of psychological torture.
You and your bloody electrodes and the brain, I swear. But yes, with women, what this filter seems to do is apply a full face of makeup to them, very well done face makeup, but it also changes the contours of your face, not just through the way... I showed this to my missus and she was just like, oh yeah, it just looks like a full face of makeup. You can change the way that your cheekbones and such look by using makeup, but it does seem to actually alter your facial structure as well when you use it, which can be very, very deceiving and also not very good for people's self-worth. Mm-hmm. If they look, oh, this is what I would look like if I was beautiful. Brilliant.
But the thing is, it's like that horrible heavy makeup Kardashian look that I don't understand why people find that attractive personally.
No, I don't.
It's gross. And when I see someone with that kind of makeup on, I don't think, oh, they're well put together. I just think, oh, you're a whore.
Well, at least come on. Josh has found the ideal way of dealing with the thought filter, which is to just patrol thoughts at all times, in all places. But for a lot of people, women we know are very susceptible to this kind of thing. Women mm-hmm. are very, very susceptible to being made to feel bad about their self-image and their self-worth. They're given these beauty standards. Back in the day in the 90s, it was you need to be unattainably mm-hmm. thin. Now it's you need to be unattainably like a Kardashian, and even Kardashians don't look how they look in the magazines. There's all this airbrushing and Photoshop and such. But the big feature of this is that with these old filters, because there's always been filters that make you look more attractive than you actually are, this one doesn't glitch out the same way the old ones do. You can see that she's putting a hand in front of her face over her eyebrows. In the past, it would put the eyebrow over your hand when you do this. This has been improved to the point now where it just doesn't glitch out. Not until you switch off the app does it become clear what's going on. So let's move to the next one so we can see the before and after. So filter versus no filter. So when this video comes back around. So this is her with the app, with the filter on, you know, and that's her with it off. Now, she's quite pretty anyway, so it's not that big a difference. But if we go to the next one, so this is this woman. She looks, you know, pretty much like someone who could go onto a catwalk. Not so much there. No offense to whoever this woman is, but that's an impressive transformation from somebody who looked a bit tired, a little bit haggard, to somebody who looks ready to go out on the night out and have a time of a life. Let's be honest here. And the last one, I think, if we go to this one, this one's quite shocking as well. Here's her with the app on. She's very happy. And all of these women as well are talking about just how insecure this is making them. Because
I don't know why I'm laughing. It's horrible, but
it isn't very nice because and then bam. I mean, once again, these women aren't like ridiculously unattractive, but it's impressive just how much it shifts their appearance as well. And a lot of these women are talking about how insecure it's making them, about how it's making them think, oh, wow, I could be really attractive, but I'm not. Because, as I mentioned, it's also, you can tell when it switches off, it's not just applying the makeup, it's changing the actual structure of their face slightly as well.
I think most men don't actually like women wearing heavy makeup. I think it's women telling other women what men like rather than it being that way around.
But when have women ever listened to men, Josh? Let's be honest here.
Well, I can't really
argue
with that.
The amount of advice I have given out to women over the years that has been completely disregarded. And then they come back afterwards and say, I should have listened to... Well, why didn't you? You could have listened to me. You had the opportunity to listen to me. But no, you chose to be stupid instead.
I feel like I've touched on a touchy subject here.
Well, I'm sorry. This is just dealing with women. Bros out there, you understand, I'm sure. But like I said, this isn't the only problem, which is that now you will be very... It will be very easy to catfish people online using technology like this, because if you're going on Tinder, you're going on a social media dating app or whatever, you don't need to show an actual picture of yourself that's representative of reality. Women already don't do this. Women know how to take photos from angles that exaggerate their good points and hide all of their weak points. But now they don't even have to get good at doing that. They can just switch on the app, take a screenshot, crop out the TikTok thing, and then just bam, there you go.
Yeah, here's a tip. If they've taken it from a high angle, they're hiding their double chin. That's... So there's a word of wisdom from me.
Yeah, and to be fair, women watching this as well, men can also do that. Men can also be tricky like that. Mm-hmm. It is just something I've observed being much more common among women as well. But also, TikTok is equally evil because they have a teen filter that makes old people or older people look like their teenage years, or what it approximates as their teenage
years. For an app that has been known to have an association with grooming, I feel like this is placating to that certain undesirable audience.
There could be some real harm to come from this. I'm not saying that TikTok is actively advocating or trying to encourage such a thing, just that, as you said, there can be some unintended consequences to come off the back of this. Like this woman, you can see the app shows you what she looks like normally. Mm-hmm. In the bottom, she looks middle-aged, and at the top, it's a less effective filter, I would say, than the beauty filter, because you can see where it is glitching out a bit around the forehead, and you can see where it's artificially created the like shiny skin and such. Mm-hmm. But still, that, if you're on like maybe a fuzzy webcam or something, could trick a lot of people, especially young kids who don't know to be aware of these sorts of things. We can see some more examples through here. So this woman's got grey hair. She's obviously in her middle-aged years, perhaps a bit older. And that's just weird. It's just very uncomfortable to see. And also, even outside of the potentiality of grooming, this is just mean to old people, to older people. They can torture themselves, because a lot of these... This one, I know we're not playing the clip, the audio of it, but I think if I remember correctly, she's just going like, oh, there you are. It's been a long time since I've seen you. It just feels mean. It feels really mean to get to that sort of age and then to torture yourself.
I think people should just be more comfortable with getting old. There's a certain amount of dignity to being old that you don't have when you're young.
Well, I think it comes from the fact that in our society as we exist right now, we venerate youth and kind of leave people who have aged and got to their golden years behind. We kind of degrade them. There's this attitude among younger people that if you're old, in all likelihood, you're uncool, you're boring, or you come from a time that's backwards, that's very bigoted, all of these things. We have all of these ideas and social pressures demonizing people as they get into their older years, and all of these social pressures just celebrating people who are younger, despite the fact that they have no wisdom, no experience of the real world. They are people who are just entirely hedonistic. We don't listen to the wisdom of our elders anymore. And so now, along with all of that, we've got these filters allowing old people to remind themselves how good it would be if they hadn't. A lot of these people are looking at these filters and going, wow, I wasted my youth.
I mean, I've always held the opinion that young adults are just like adults, except they're worse in every way.
They're just children. I think, especially, there's just a lot of social pressure now to remain a child up until your mid-30s, which is pathetic.
It's because the economy has incentivized being dependent on people for longer and longer, because it's more difficult to stand on your own 2 feet because it's more expensive. So it's extended people's childhoods well into their 20s because they don't have the responsibility to make them more mature.
And activist movements as well are putting people who are very, very young, far too young to be at the head of activist movements, people like Greta Thunberg, they're putting them at the forefront of them and then saying, we must listen to the children. No, we shouldn't. Children are stupid. That's why they're still in school. That's why Greta Thunberg stayed out of school and found a brilliant excuse to stay out of school.
I wish I thought of that one.
Yeah, because she wants to stay stupid, because all kids want to stay stupid, because when you're stupid and when you're young, you don't think of the future. You don't think of learning. You just want to go out and have fun. You want to go out and you want to pretend, you want to cosplay, you want to LARP as some kind of freedom fighter. And we should not be venerating these people because they are too young and too stupid to know anything that they're talking about. And the last one as well, here we go, another one, obviously an older lady. And to be fair, that top one with the lighting, because it's a bit washed out, that's quite convincing. That is a little bit more convincing. And once again, that just brings up the concerns about potential grooming once again, because it's going to be very easy for people to do such things. I think there's one last one. Here's a man as well. That's just...
It looks weird now. He's got like the grey tinges to the beard, but he looks young.
It does
young.
Look weird, but it's convincing enough, given that people apply all sorts of filters that smooth out the skin anyway. That top image could just be a man in his 20s who's just got a few filters on. And that it, that video on the bottom, that's definitely not a man in his 20s.
Or you reckon?
If it is, he's done a lot of partying. But yeah, I think this is cruel to older people and also opens up lots of opportunities to grooming, sadly. But also, there's just the fact that we've got studies. We've got studies to show that if you stay off of social media, especially if you're younger, because this is something that affects mainly young people, they're the ones who spend the most of their time on social media, it is damaging to your body image. And it's just terrible. And it's terrible to hear about such a things because I feel very lucky to have grown up right before this, to be fair.
Yeah, well, we're the same age, aren't we? And I was about to say exactly the same thing, that I think our perspective, we're kind of some of the last people that know what it's like without it. And therefore, we kind of went to using social media with a certain amount of skepticism. But once it's always existed in sort of the consciousness of the youth today, that makes me sound really old, but then they see it as a more legitimate avenue. I always thought it was just an opportunity for people who are insecure to seek validation from people who don't really care about them. And I always scorned it and said that this is just like crack for idiots.
And now we make our living on social media platforms, getting likes and views off of people. So, but anyway, I'll read through some of this article because it's a very interesting one from the Postmillennial. It says, teens' body image improved after just 1 month of slashing social media use. And this was a report from the team of researchers from the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario. And there is a strange bit of cognitive dissonance that comes from this children's hospital, which is addressed at the end of the article that we'll get to. So the Research Institute conducted a study of 220 undergraduate students who were between the ages of 17 to 25. I mean, I'm 26, so that's very strange that's the cutoff point, just people who are just 1 year younger than I am currently, who were regular social media users and showing signs of anxiety or depression. The study stated that youth are spending on average between 6 to 8 hours per day on screens, much of it on social media. Now, for people like us, we kind of have to. Our job involves a lot of looking through social media and looking through news articles and such.
I think we use it responsibly, yeah, though, don't we? Because we're a bit older and wiser to the damages of it.
That's right. We're 1 year older than the people at the cutoff point of this study. We're much wiser, much more experienced.
Well, I'd like to think even amongst our kind of age group, we're probably better suited to avoiding the dangers. In that, I quite often cultivate my social media feed just so it's not frustrating. I'm not seeing stuff that makes me feel bad all the time. Although, I am seeing the news all the time. So quite often that doesn't make me feel particularly good.
But I would definitely recommend people cultivate their social media feed. I barely go on Facebook at all anymore. Because
I don't use it at all.
As I mentioned on Twitter a few weeks ago, going through Twitter and seeing a lot of strangers and people I've never met or social media figures posting woke nonsense, that's one thing I can compartmentalize that as being, oh, that's strangers, I don't know these people, they're just morons. If I go on Facebook and see like friends and family posting similar things, it hits in a completely different way, mm-hmm. that is quite demoralizing because it's so much closer to home.
I whenever I go on my social medias, I just see loads of baby pictures. I'm just like, first and foremost, don't put pictures of your kids online, you weirdo. Second of all, I don't care. Okay. Like, why are you doing it?
There you go. Simple as. But all of this social media use was resulting in greater dissatisfaction with body weight and shape. And throughout the four-week experiment, half of the study group was instructed to reduce their social media by 50%, while the other half were allowed unrestricted access. And the participants who reduced their social media use after the 4 weeks had passed had a significant improvement in how they regarded both their overall appearance and body weight after 3 weeks of reduced social media use. And it's pretty obvious why that would happen, which is, as we saw through all of these filters, you can never be certain that anything that you see online is at all representative of reality. In all likelihood, there will be filters, there will be Photoshop involved. People have got tactics and techniques now of how to cultivate their own social media image to show only the best parts of their lives. Most of the time you see people only posting about the holidays that they go on. A lot of people will keep a lot of photos in reserve so that all throughout the year they can post only the good stuff from their lives. You don't see the parts of these people's lives where they're just sitting around doing nothing all day.
It's like everyone in the Western world has become their very own Goebbels for themselves, isn't it? Like, they're just producing producing propaganda to make themselves look as good as possible, whereas I think a healthier approach is actually just not caring. Like, I'm more than happy to make a fool of myself just for fun. I mean, it,
I mean, look at us right now.
Yeah.
Doing it as we speak. But it was compared with the control group who saw no significant change, as you would imagine. It's no surprise there. And it turned out through this that the sex of the participant didn't appear to have any difference in the effects either, because the 76% of the participants were female, 23% were male, and here we get onto the rather dodgy part of the study, or at least the cognitive dissonance with the hospital conducting the study. 1% classified themselves as other. And this is where the postmillennial goes on to highlight that the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario, who conducted the study, has a gender clinic in it that offers gender-affirming care to young people who identify as transgender. So it's very interesting to me that a hospital like this can recognize the damage that social media has on people's perception of themselves, mm-hmm. their body image, and oftentimes a lot of the participants, whether or not the sex had any effect, a lot of the people who participated were female.
And then
they can turn around and go, but this has no effect on people's body image when it comes to gender ideology and whether they choose to transition or not. So we're going to just unquestioningly hand out these treatments to people.
That's really bad experimental design. If you're including people who have identity issues in the first place, I mean, then why on earth would you include them? Like, they've got, I'm not sure I can say this on YouTube, but they've got... they've got a certain proclivity to certain conditions.
You know what we're saying? We'll stop dancing around the subject. You can just mm-hmm. infer what we mean when we say that. You know. Mm-hmm.
Yes, YouTube is just tyrannical at this point. I can't even say my professional opinion on YouTube, even though I'm more qualified than YouTube to actually have it.
I don't know. Susan, she's a very impressive woman.
Susan's gone now. It's some new person.
It's some Indian guy, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Can't blame Susan anymore, unfortunately.
Damn. But anyway, moving on, it does seem that TikTok are going to try and roll out some features to try to stop it being as destructive to young people's self-image and making them so insecure by rolling out new screen time controls. And this is only on TikTok. So when we say that young people spend between, 6 and 8 hours a day on screens, and most of that includes social media, there are plenty of other social media apps that can be as damaging, like Instagram, that people are going to be able to access. But TikTok is going to be rolling out these new screen time controls, adding new default settings for teens and expanding family pairing. So what they'll be doing, it's going to, every account belonging to a user under the age of 18 will soon automatically be set to a 60-minute screen time limit on a day-to-day basis. That's still too much, as far as I'm concerned. If they go past that, teens will be asked to enter a passcode in order to keep scrolling. And obviously, you can imagine that parents might be the ones who decide what their passcode is, keep it from their kids so they can't keep scrolling. TikTok's under 13 experience will also have a time limit of 60 minutes. If the screen time limit is reached, a parent or guardian will need to enter or set the existing passcode to enable 30 more minutes of watch time. And if you're a parent, I don't care how much your child screams about how much they hate you, how they want to Minecraft themselves, or anything like that, you don't give in. You're the parent. You're the adult. You're the one with age, authority, and experience. Exercise that authority and say no. Just say no. Go outside. Touch grass, as they say in insufferable Twitch political debates.
That sounds like something entirely different. stay off of TikTok and touch grass, kids.
Oh, no, don't encourage bad behavior in your children, no. The app will prompt teams to set a daily screen time limit if they turn off the 60-minute default and spend more than 100 minutes on TikTok in a day. And if you are spending more than 100 minutes on TikTok in a day, I'm sorry, there might not be any hope left for you. In the company's first month of testing, it found that this approach increased the use of its screen time management tools by 234%. So it does have an effect. Given that it's a percentage, I don't know exactly what that translates to in real terms, but 234% is still a big change there. Parents are also able to link their account to their teens to enable content and privacy settings. The company said that it's in the early stages of developing a way for caregivers to filter videos with words or hashtags that they don't want their teens to watch. And that is very important to do, because I think we've seen a lot of people who have detransitioned, once again, not being too specific about anything here, but said they got the idea for what happened to them through social media apps and through people promoting these ideas to them, especially on platforms like TikTok and Tumblr. And a recent report also revealed that TikTok is the social app kids and teens are spending the most time on throughout the day, even outpacing YouTube. So we really do need to get a handle on this. But as far as I'm concerned, these are all half measures. And Walter, we're looking at no more half measures. I am not normally one to say that the US federal government has done anything good.
Damn right.
But I will say we might want to take their lead in one thing. And that's the White House is setting a deadline currently for purging TikTok from all federal devices. Now, previously, I think this was only part of the FBI and the CIA, those kinds of federal agencies. But now it's going to be every single federal agency has to get TikTok off because they consider it, ironically, given that the TikTok, as I covered in a segment a few months ago, is staffed by a lot of former CIA and FBI members. They are recognizing it because it's Chinese owned as being a potential security risk. They don't want information leaking, and so they are doing this. But once again, just on the face of it, I think all of this social media use among young children is bad. I think they should be going out and seeing each other face to face so they can have a much better understanding of what reality looks like and what people look like in reality. We don't always look perfect. I don't always feel good about my self-image, but I see people on a day-to-day basis who I recognize also don't feel the same about themselves. Nobody is perfect 24/7. Nobody is living their best life 24/7. And it's important to get perspective on such things. Now, well, you might be, but I mean, realistically, your best life is locking yourself away for the weekend and playing Elden Ring and or Hogwarts Legacy recently. So
don't knock it till you tried it, my friend.
Josh has he's a simple man. It's a simple life. You know, I respect his aims, but I think we need to get off social media. A lot of us really need to get off social media, unless, of course, you're watching videos like this, in which case, stay as long as you want, increase that watch time, please, and also don't forget to subscribe to the website for as little as £5 a month.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content that's on the site, such as the Contemplation series, this episode on the limitations of science. If you'd like to find out what else is being put out, you can follow on Getter @lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.